Reminder that the Sunbelt Ag Expo will be going on the next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, at Spence Field in Moultrie, Georgia. 1,200 exhibitors are displaying and showcasing the newest in farm technology. There's 145 new exhibitors and a chance for you to be there. Gates open each morning at 8:30. On the opening day, which is today, the Georgia Department of Agriculture will be unveiling their Georgia magazine. That's at 9:20. There's a press conference by the National Corn Growers Association at 9 a.m. The opening ceremony at 9:45 at the headquarters will feature U.S. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Krista Hardin from Georgia. She will be here for the special remarks. At 10:15, the Georgia Spotlight State will unveil their new building and have a ribbon-cutting ceremony. At 10:30, ribbon-cutting for the centennial celebration of the Smith-Lever Act. That's very important for the future of agriculture. And don't forget that farmers will be at noon, the announcement of the Farmer of the Year. Philip Grimes of Tift County will represent Georgia. Dennis Carlton of the Tampa area will represent Florida. And Philip Hunter of Alabama will represent that great state. He is from the Birmingham-Talladega area. Don't forget, that's the Sunbelt Ag Expo. For the next 3 days at Moultrie, Georgia, you're invited to attend. Gates open each morning at 8:30 a.m., and it'll be a full day of activities and learning about agriculture. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.